Good morning. It's May 25th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. Today's title is Known. He knows your name and speaks it to his Father. His thoughts are with you each moment of the day. He is no stranger to your hurt, your heartache. You're in his care. The shepherd knows your name. Stephen Adams. Song recorded by the Photo Sisters. I don't know how many of you have a childhood home that you remember fondly. I pray more do than don't. For at least some of us, there is a place that is so tied up with our first memories, with the love of our parents, with the play of our sisters and brothers, with our first sights and sounds and scents, that coming in contact with those memories brings tears to our eyes. Those tears aren't necessarily sad. They aren't really for loss or time that has slipped by. To me, they are just tears of indescribable emotions that simply well up unbidden with those often fleeting thoughts. I think those emotions are perhaps associated with the simple beauty of knowing and being known. And being known feels just like home. One of the three daughters with whom we are blessed is a licensed professional counselor. A few years ago, when she and her husband were searching for the perfect name for her practice, they considered and rejected a panoply of possibilities. But after much prayer and consideration, they came up with Known Counseling. I'm sure there were many reasons behind their choice, but one of them undoubtedly had to be the realization that being truly known, to yourself, of course, but to another as well, somehow develops in the seeker those feelings of security, of comfort, of warmth, of intimacy that we associate collectively with being home. So when I walked into my study this morning, the first thing my eyes fell upon was the CD What Lies Beyond by the Photo Sisters, 2017. I love Caitlin, Adeline, and Galen for many reasons, not the least of which is that they play the violin, viola, and cello respectively. The opening quote this morning was taken from their song, The Shepherd Knows Your Name. Words by Stephen Adams, music by Philip Kevren. I popped it into the now rarely used CD accessory for my iMac, and it opened with this, not the first track. No idea why. Well, I do have an idea why, but sadly not everyone believes that is possible. In any event, it struck me that much of the comfort and security we get from our Lord is the knowledge that no one knows us better, and that He is constantly watching over, protecting, and leading us. He is the shepherd. He is the one that leaves the 99 to come search for us when we're lost. He is the only Son of the Father who gave himself up for each of us personally. He is the God who knows us completely and wants desperately for us to know him. Whether the tune, the words, or the accompanying revelation did it, I was crying quite freely by the time the song ended. When you feel lost and alone, when you feel like no one understands you, when you feel like you're a complete failure, when you feel like you don't even know who you are, then remember that the most important someone in the world knows exactly who you are. You can rest assured. You can be secure. You can feel the same comfort and warmth and intimacy that those special, poignant memories of home cause to wash over you because Jesus Christ has got you. He knows what is right around the bend, and He is your forever home. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. John 10:27-30. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. Thank you so much for deciding to come to us as our shepherd. The shepherd keeps us under his watchful eye, and we know that he knows each one of us and keeps us safe. The shepherd is the one who can always lead us home, and we know that keeping our eyes on him will always be our safest course. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.